creation.
Vision.
The next idea.
What they have helped us do is to really think in a totally different way about how to deliver and create something new.
Think for a moment on just how much you rely on the internet, being able to get online, communicate, access information, explore. It's a pretty safe bet to say it's hard to imagine not being able to do that. Our latest contributors to The Next Idea want to bring Detroit neighborhoods into the digital world, building internet access and digital literacy one house at a time. And they're doing it through a project called the Detroit Community Technology Project. With us now, Diana Nucera of the Detroit Community Technology Project. Welcome, Diana.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And Cliff Samuels is with us. He is what's called a digital steward, which is a very important part of the Detroit Community Technology Project. Welcome, Cliff.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Diana, what kind of technology challenges does this project seek to address?
Well, you have to understand the context of Detroit and the digital divide, or what we like to call the digital ecosystem that exists here. 60% of households do not have a broadband connection. 40% of those households in Detroit have no connection to the internet, whether it be mobile or fixed. And 30% of residents are living below the federal poverty level. And up to 70% of school-aged children in Detroit have no internet access at home. And according to the National Broadband Plan produced by the FCC, define that lack of relevance as one of the most significant barriers to broadband adoption. So the work that we're doing at the Detroit Community Technology Project is looking at how do we make the internet relevant to people? So more than just consuming media, how do they then become producers of media, producers of their own infrastructure, and start building the internet in a way that makes sense to their neighborhoods? And the tech work that we do and education, as well as building wireless infrastructure, is rooted in solutions that communities are already working with.
And you're focusing on increasing digital literacy, and you've built a really interesting model to do this. Tell us how it works.
So because Detroit doesn't have a lot of neighborhoods are offline because of bad credit or foreclosures and big companies aren't going to them, we were like, we need to put these tools and these skills in neighborhoods' hands so then they can begin to build their own infrastructure. So we built a digital stewards program, which shares both digital literacy skills from how to build computers from recycled parts to IT troubleshooting, and then eventually teaching people basic wireless engineering skills so then they can build a wireless network through community organizing in their neighborhood. And so far, we've trained about 60 folks, and there are 6 functioning wireless networks in Detroit and a few around the world that we've helped with, and a big one in New York that we've also supported in Red Hook.
And as we mentioned, Cliff Samuels is a digital steward, and these digital stewards are important to making this all work. Cliff, what do you do?
As a digital steward, we go out into the community and ask them their technology needs. Unlike models in the past in which groups go out into the community and just slap technology on them and leave, digital stewards, we go out there, find out their needs and concerns, help them construct the systems that will help solve their problems, and then also at the same time train them on maintaining the systems. One of the constant problems that we have when technology is implemented in the communities is there's no support. That basically once the organization installs it, they leave, and there's the community goes, okay, works great, then it breaks, it sits there broken for a few weeks, and then they just forget about it because there's no one there to help them solve the concern of getting the system back online.
Got it. Well, give us a sense of what your work looks like, Cliff. Describe a day on the job as a digital steward in your neighborhood.
Well, in our neighborhood, we would go out and talk with the community leaders and locate what they're looking to install. Say, for example, we've had one area in which a laundromat just wanted to set up a point-to-point connection to share just the internet signal between two buildings. We locate their needs, and we let them know the equipment and systems that they need to purchase to get this system online. And then we help install that system. And then once it's installed, we test it, make sure it works. Then we go back later and give them training on how it actually works, how to do basic troubleshooting and keep the system up and running. But we're still available for those problems in which, oh my God, what is this weird thing? And then they can still call us to help solve those difficult troubles that they aren't able to solve.
Diana Nucera, this wireless mesh network that's the heart of this, explain in layman's terms what that is and how it helps people share wireless.
We like to call them community wireless networks, and mesh is a design and a technology that we use. And so what happens is we teach the stewards how to install this firmware onto routers. And these are, you know, you might have a router in your home that's distributing a signal throughout your home from your connection. So it works the same way, where we'll put a firmware on this router that says, you can now talk to this other router and see what they're doing, and vice versa. Usually routers just take a signal and they send it out. This firmware that we're using allows the routers to talk to each other. So it both sends and receives, or can speak and listen, as we like to say. And so once we teach the stewards about that, then we'll go on the rooftops of different anchor institutions. So this is where the community organizing comes in. We say, are you able or down to share your internet? And if so, then we'll put a router on their roof. And that router will then talk to another one through line of sight. And then you can kind of build off of that. As long as these routers are looking at each other and can see each other, then they can talk to each other. And what that does is it creates like a blanket or a mesh over a neighborhood. And then we go into the households and we say, hey, can you put this router in your home if you want access to it? So imagine having this blanket and then you're kind of pulling a string down into the home, so then the signal can go into the home. Now, the beautiful thing about a wireless network using mesh or any other sort of design is that you're able now to share one connection. So one connection can serve 3 to 4 households. And most of us are used to having a single connection. So what's tricky is actually convincing people that it's okay to share an internet connection. And what we've been calling this is digital philanthropy. Actually, one of our stewards, Monique Tate, coined that term. And really thinking about this as a way for neighbors to connect with each other and get to know each other. It's like we share a cup of sugar, why not share a few megabytes of bandwidth as well?
Cliff, I'm curious, since you're a digital steward and you're right there in the neighborhoods, do you ever get people who are kind of worried about sharing their Wi-Fi with neighbors? Like, what will he be doing with my Wi-Fi signal?
So that's always a challenge. It takes a little while to convince them, but once they see it up and running and the neighbors are using it, they find out it's pretty easy to police the system, because it's your neighbors. So you know if someone's doing something wrong, you can walk over and talk to them and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that over our system. And they go, okay.
So it really is a very nice, old-fashioned view of neighbor interacting with neighbor.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think part of what we're looking at is finding different technologies that are connecting people to each other rather than individualizing folks' experience online. I mean, people are very protective of their technology. I mean, technology can actually cause crime. People are, you know, because it's worth so much. So we're trying to, like, humanize it a little more, because communication is a fundamental human right. And if everything is online now, people should, you know, we want to make sure that people have that ability.
So you're saying basically communication is a fundamental human right, ergo, so is internet access.
Absolutely. There's also one thing about the wireless network that we didn't mention that I was hoping I could mention, is that there is also an intranet. So not only can neighbors share internet connections, but the network will work without the internet. And this is where you put local applications on. So a neighborhood can then design what kind of data they want to store, what kind of applications they want to use to communicate. And local applications can look anywhere from having Wikipedia that's available offline, to having a community radio station, to sharing or doing file sharing or having internal communication. And we found that this worked really well during Hurricane Sandy in the network that we supported in Red Hook, New York. So when all of the communications were down, FEMA actually used their wireless mesh network to be able to communicate with neighbors. So not only is it supporting people and getting access to the internet through sharing connections, it's also a great resilient tool for neighborhoods.
Well, it certainly seems that you're building a model that can be used in any area that's digitally underserved. And as you do that, how do each of you want to see this project change people's lives? Cliff, what are your thoughts?
There's always been a belief that people of color really don't understand or use or develop technology. And my goal is definitely through the Digital Stewards is to show that this is a false belief that, yes, people of color, Black people, women, Latinos, we understand technology. We know how to build it. We know how to design things that are the next greatest app that's out there. And I believe that in the future, through the expanding use of wireless networks, that people, that news is going to get out there. You know, it was a Black person that actually developed the first, one of the first video games, cellular phones. We're in the tech. It's just that the current paradigm really doesn't show us as a major contributor. And through this project, I am definitely hoping that this will help change the minds of people. Oh, wow, you guys are doing that sweet stuff over there in Detroit and it's expanding to all these areas. And we go, yes, that's right.
Diana, your hopes.
Well, I know that the things that happen in Detroit are very, very relevant to those underserved communities abroad. I worked with 12 international groups last year and supported them in building community wireless networks. And almost every tool that we created here was really useful to them. It's just amazing what is coming out of Detroit and how relevant and important that is to other places that are finding similar issues. So I would like to see this model scale and community organizations and block clubs running their own versions of Digital Stewards programs, because I believe it's important to build the digital capacity of Detroit as the city is being developed and shifting towards smart city infrastructure. The more people know about technology around them, the more residents will be able to participate in shaping their environment and participate in developing their own city.
Diana Nucera is with the Detroit Community Technology Project. We've also been talking with one of its digital stewards, Cliff Samuels. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, too. It's been a great pleasure also.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.